So in today's gospel, we hear about Martha and Mary, two very different personalities. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words, and Martha is burdened with much serving. I think it's easy for us sometimes to sympathize with Martha, you know, because she's the one doing all the work. It's like, why is her sister not helping her out a little bit? You know, it's not really fair that she's doing all the work herself. But I think a key point to emphasize is that Jesus doesn't correct Martha simply for her serving, for fulfilling her responsibilities. Our Lord corrects her because, as he says in the gospel, she was distracted by her responsibilities and filled with anxiety. You know, the Greek word for distracted that's used there literally means pulled away. Meaning she was so wrapped up in what she was doing, and she was so focused on taking care of all these little tasks that she was pulled away from who? She was pulled away from Jesus. She wasn't recognizing who was in her presence. You know, her service was all about her getting all the things done that she had to do, and she didn't recognize who was there. And so she was trying to do too much. She was too wrapped up in her works. And the healthy Christian life requires both prayer, you know, times of contemplation, and times of active works. But they both have to be there. You know, our actions should flow from our prayer, and they should lead back to our prayer. And both of those need to be present. You know, we need to spend time with Jesus. We need to listen to his voice. We need to soak in what he desires to teach us. And then our actions should be oriented towards serving him. But Martha was missing that element, the most important element, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, because she was just too busy. I think that's very common for us, especially in the United States, to live. You know, people live in a constant state of anxiety and overactivity. You know, people are so booked up and have so many things on their schedule, and they're doing so many different things, and they're pulled in so many different directions that they often miss the most important thing. A lot of people are trying to do more than what's necessary, or more than even what's possible for them to be doing in terms of their earthly responsibilities. There are limits to how much time we should put into worldly concerns. You know, there's limits to how much time we should spend working. There's limits to how much food we need to accumulate to feed our family. There's limits to how much money we need in our bank account. There's a certain point when you just don't need anymore. You don't need to work more hours. And, you know, so often people don't put limits on their worldly concerns, and those things take over, and it ends up consuming our families, and we end up so filled with anxiety. You know, I once was... There's a family that wanted to invite me over for dinner. And I said, well, when are you getting together next as a family to eat? And they looked at their schedule. It was not for 3 months that these parents were going to be able to sit down and eat a meal with their kids. 3 months before they would even have a meal with their family. You know, how many times do you hear people say, well, I try and make it to Mass, but I just can't get there. I have too much going on. And so they end up missing Mass, even though on some level they want to be there, but they're just pulled in so many different directions. Or they say, you know, I don't have time to pray. You know, so many times, especially with families, you know, they have kids in so many different activities. You know, you have practices to go to, you have games, you have tournaments on weekends. You know, every kid is in a different activity and has to be in a different place, you know, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And what ends up happening is our kids are getting the message that it's okay to skip out on Mass. It's okay not to pray. It's okay to put a low priority on God because we have all these other concerns that are more important. And that can be a very damaging message for us to convey to our families. I think a good question for us to ask is all the activities and busyness that are in our lives, if we break these down, take some time reflecting on our daily and our weekly lives, are these things leading us closer to Jesus Christ? Are they flowing from our prayer? Is this an activity, as we analyze the different things that fill up our time, that our Lord is calling us to do? Is this part of his call for us, what's leading us to holiness? Or, you know, are we involved in these activities because we know we're being an example to Jesus Christ and leading other people to Christ? Is that the source of why we're going to sports practices, why we're involved in music or drama or, you know, whatever other activities are filling up our daily lives? Or are we filling our lives with a bunch of busyness that's pulling us away from Jesus Christ? I think it's important for us to just take a little bit of time and reflect on that schedule, because I think this is a problem with most families in our culture. I think most families have been pulled away, just like Martha was pulled away by her serving. I think most families have abandoned Jesus Christ, and they've been pulled away simply because they've allowed the busyness and the clutter to enter in, and they haven't prioritized things. They end up neglecting the better part, which is endangering their salvation and endangering the salvation of the members of their family. You know, is this tournament, is this practice really worth giving up our salvation for? Or is this something that we need to cut out of our lives? You know, is it worth ordering our lives around all these menial tasks? Is this really bringing us inner peace? I think it's important for us to analyze the cost of all the busyness, because for a lot of people, what do they end up sacrificing? They end up sacrificing their relationship with Jesus Christ. He is present in the tabernacle, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and he is quietly waiting, and he is yearning for each one of us to come through the doors of this church during the week and spend time with him in adoration. He is waiting for us, and for some of us, he's been waiting for weeks, years, decades. He's been waiting for us to come in. And every moment we spend in his presence, he uses in a powerful way to transform our souls. Every moment we're in the presence of the Eucharist, he is molding our souls in the furnace of his divine charity. He is healing the wounds that are deep within our souls. He is molding us into the men and women he created us to be. He's filling us with the virtues of faith, hope, and charity on a deeper level. And St. Paul, in the second reading, talks about the riches and the glory of the mysteries of Jesus Christ. How much time have we spent in adoration of our Lord this week? If we were to think back, how much time, how many minutes, how many hours have we spent in adoration? How many minutes or hours have we spent in adoration this month? How much time have we spent studying the faith and learning about it, immersing ourselves in the mysteries and the riches of Jesus Christ? He is desiring to fill us with treasures and riches beyond anything that this world can offer us. And how many people have become so busy that they don't even avail themselves of what our Lord is trying to do for us? Our Lord is so incomprehensibly merciful, and he desires to pour out his gifts upon us. But so often we just don't have the time. And so, good question. You know, we love our families. We love our children. We love the members of our family. Are we doing what's best for them and how we prioritize our lives? Because as Jesus says, ultimately, one thing is necessary. Are we so busy and so anxious that we're pulled away from Jesus by the many things in our lives? If so, stop it. Let them go. You don't have to be at that practice. You don't have to do all of these different activities. Let those things go, which are not necessary, and seek after the one thing that is necessary.